to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Well, you better love me. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. I am live, broadcasting live from the Las Vegas Strip. Well, I'm not actually out on the street from the Strip because cars would be coming. It would be really, really noisy, and it's too damn hot outside. But I am broadcasting live today from the Golden Nugget Hotel in what we like to call older Las Vegas. Pretty rad, right? This place was hopping back in the 80s, and it still is. I was invited to MC at the Nevada Academy of Family Practitioners conference this year. I rocked it. Thank you very much. So we are broadcasting live from the Strip. It was a real, real long commute from the Dr. Dahlia studios, but we made it happen. Luckily, I get police escorts whenever I have to commute to broadcast to y'all. So we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show on this beautiful Saturday morning. Apparently 77% want the Obamacare individual mandate repealed or delayed. The shock isn't that there's 77%. The shock is 23% like it. Then we have the salmon. If you eat salmon twice a day, it protects against skin cancer. I don't like to eat any fish. I would rather just smack my face with it if it'll help me prevent cancer, but guess not. We got to actually eat it. Then for those of us that like to drink our water from water bottles as opposed to using the tap, they say if you drink water bottles, you could be causing premature wrinkles because of the puckering. All right? So I say don't put your mouth on the bottle. Just kind of, me being 29, I got to now kind of watch the wrinkles and try to prevent them and slow them down. Then the FDA is finally defining what gluten-free means. Many of us don't know what the hell it means. Some products say gluten-free, but they still have gluten. And so we just kind of wing it. The FDA has gotten involved. And then one of the biggest headlines that should hopefully help ratings of this godforsaken show is how cancer, heart disease, and diabetes could soon be diagnosed with the simple spit test. So in the olden days, doctors had to taste urine to figure out what the hell was wrong with you. Now you just spit at the doctor, and he should be able to figure it out. They don't pay me enough for this. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so 77% of Americans, all right, I'm assuming they just polled Americans, want the individual mandate repealed or delayed. 77%, not sure what the other 23% are really voting for. All right, so some people say, well, this number is shocking because that's a lot of discontent. Like, just ask you, where were you all in the polls last year? But, the individual mandate is something that's just another thorn in our side. I have to be careful with thorn, sore. I want to make sure I protected my lips. Fix your radios, people. And it is. All right. You know, not only do we have the jobs report that came out talking about how most of the jobs that we did gain were part-time. So in addition to people having trouble finding full-time work, now we have the individual mandate looming. Now, some of us got a chuckle, even though it wasn't funny at all, how Obamacare call centers, I have notoriously made their way into the news this week by hiring many of their workers as part-time so that the workers don't qualify for health care under Obamacare. The Obamacare call centers, you heard that? Some of the Obamacare call centers only hiring part-time or the majority of their workers part-time so they don't have to pay the Obamacare-mandated health insurance. You can't make this stuff up. You can't. Right? I mean, how I look at it is I don't really want people protesting and forcing the Obamacare call centers to pay for benefits or pay full time because I don't think I want my taxpaying dollars going to the call centers to begin with. Right? we talked about this earlier this week, what these call centers could really comprise, right? Oh, hello. May I help you? What's this Obamacare thing about? What are we supposed to do? Oh, Obamacare is great. Obamacare is wonderful. I'm glad to help you. Thank you for calling. I don't really need a taxpaying dollars to go for that. Thank you. So, that's one cause I'm not going to be fighting for the full-time employees at the Obamacare call centers. But it's some serious stuff. And I know there's a lot of jokes and people go back and forth and it's material for us radio folk. But to me, it's not material. This is our livelihood. This is our health care. So I don't need to go into how ticked off I am and how concerned I am about where our healthcare system is going. And the individual mandate is just more fuel to the fire. So how we look, apparently this study looked at 2,000 registered voters and found that 77% want to see Obamacare individual health insurance mandate delayed or scrapped entirely. Now, 49% want the mandate killed. So there's still not a majority for the mandate being killed. I guess still 51% think this is what's going to allow all Americans to have health insurance. I'm a little confused. But, let me throw this out there to you guys. I don't think I want anything more delayed. You know, I don't think I want anything delayed till the 2014 election or the 2016 Hillary Clinton election. I don't think I want anything delayed. One thing I've learned about economics and maybe nature and biology is you need correction. Everything needs to correct itself. If you need something to rise, if you need something to improve, you almost need it to fall so that you get that correction. So I'm very concerned about delaying any mandates. If you're gonna sink us, just sink us now. Don't delay the inevitable so then we could, as soon as possible, start correcting it. But say, no, we'll put off the mandate. We'll put off the employer taxing. We'll put that off until after the 2014 election. I don't think does us any good. We're screwed right now. Screwed. Right? And I would like to heal. I don't want to wait till 2020 to start healing. Or could be possibly 2024. What do you think? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or 1-877-362-3254. Don't go away.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad, is great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. The special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
There is a false sense of security that the greatest economic crash since the Great Depression is over. But unemployment is still at a 20-year high, and until Americans are working again, the economy has not recovered. What is the smartest investment you can make? It's food. Having a supply of eFoods Direct 25-year shelf-life food is your best investment for the troubled times today and the future. For 32 years, the folks at eFoods Direct have helped thousands take the trouble out of troubled times. So to celebrate our 32-year anniversary, get the best insurance possible with a special one-time offer. A two-month food supply for only $320 and free shipping. That's 352 servings of our newest and most popular award-winning recipes at less than a dollar per serving. The 25-year shelf life allows you to lock your food cost against inflation. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/alex. The two-month supply is only available for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/alex.
The Obama administration is targeting people just like you. The IRS, FBI, and NSA are scrambling to collect every bit of information about you. Find out how to protect yourself from government spies at privacyradio.com. But hurry, they do not want you to know about this. It's the story of an American patriot and his struggle against big government. Don't wait. This video could mysteriously go down at any time. Go to privacyradio.com before it's too late. That's privacyradio.com.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour lightweight lithium iron battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. Call 877-717-7778.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, broadcasting live from beautiful Golden Nugget Hotel in Las Vegas. Big thanks to Dan who's working the dials, and a big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Now, Stephen from Las Vegas wants me to kind of review, and I don't want to bring up specific insurance companies because it's not relevant to all our coast-to-coast listeners, but basically wants me to review the difference between the HMOs and the PPOs, and is it worth the cost reduction for the HMOs? I got to tell you, about 10, 15 years ago, I would say, no, don't even bother with the HMOs. There's a couple HMOs here in town, and again, I don't want to go into the names particularly because, again, this is broadcast nationally coast-to-coast, so I want to make it relevant to everybody else. But I do want to make some comments on HMOs versus PPOs. Like I said, 10, 15 years ago, the HMOs were a real big thorn in my side, pain in the butt, literally, pain in the butt for many patients. Whenever a patient had wanted something or a doctor wanted to order something, it had to go through a strict referral process that would be screened by non-physicians and physicians alike to determine if that particular referral or that particular test was deemed necessary. And then it would be authorized. Now, the HMOs came about after the 1980s, became extremely popular in the 1990s. As a means to lower healthcare costs. I mean, healthcare has been an issue for a long time, not just since President Obama. I mean, healthcare has been a huge a huge problem. And it's because of the growing population. It's because of the cancer treatments and the MRIs and different things that we can now do that we couldn't do in the past. So, I mean, I have it no other way. I'm glad we could save the lives that we've been able to save. I'm glad we're able to outlive heart attacks and cancer. Way to go. Keep it up. But as a result, things are getting more and more and more expensive. So HMOs start to pop up, and it offered patients a cheaper route for health insurance, but it also limited a lot of the choices that people had. And even for me as a doctor, if I wanted you to go to a certain surgeon, if it wasn't on the list, I couldn't refer you where I wanted to go. And one HMO I had dropped, it was probably one of the first HMOs I ever thought I was going to drop, because one of my patients had a bad event with one of the surgeons on the HMO list. And he wanted to blame me and sue me because the doctor had what he believed severed one of his nerves that caused him to have some atrophy. Now, for me, I never wanted him to go to that surgeon. I wanted him to go to who I trained with and worked with, but I couldn't because with the HMO, I only had to refer to who was on the list. And I guess the case never went to court. From what we understand, he did improve. He got the therapy he needed. The surgeon took care of him thereafter. And I guess everything ended up, you know, being hunky-dory. But it made me realize if I don't get to choose who I want to operate on my patients or who my patients should see, I'm not going to get caught in a lawsuit, or I'm not going to have my patients go to somebody I don't know or trust. So I decided to leave that particular HMO. I know many of my patients were upset, but I couldn't just say, look, you know, yeah, stay on the HMO, but you go where I want to send you. And so the HMOs were really bucked by a lot of us doctors who wanted to have the autonomy and us to have the decision-making power with the patient. We really didn't want a third party involved helping make the decision or to be the go-between. Plus, it was extremely frustrating when I did suspect a tumor, when I did suspect something, you know, going on, where they would prevent my patient from getting the test. And I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. And so I canned that one HMO. And it wasn't the main HMO in town. I was never a part of that. But HMO of a national organization. Again, I don't want to give names. And I just left that. So a lot of doctors started to feel the same way I did and left HMO. See, Dr. Daria, I told you it was all your fault. No, it's not all my fault. A lot of the doctors said, to heck with the HMOs, because what was happening as the HMOs were getting more and more powerful, lawsuits were on the rise. Many more frivolous lawsuits were being claimed. And then we had St. Paul, who was a huge malpractice company, pull out of Nevada because of the rise in lawsuits. And many doctors were without malpractice insurance, had to scramble, pay high fees, and it was a big cluster. So what we learned as physicians about 10, 11 years ago is we better take more of the decision-making process out of the hands of a third party and bring it back to the patient and the doctor, because otherwise patient, it could have a bad outcome and we would be liable no matter how much our heart was into the patient care. So doctors started to reject HMOs rapidly and rampantly. We had then a huge spike in healthcare costs now that HMOs were less able to control healthcare costs. Doctors learned, look, you don't order the MRI, you could be sued if you miss something. Again, that's not why healthcare costs skyrocketed. The reason why healthcare costs skyrocketed was because we had more and more ingenuity, more cancer treatments, more cardiac procedures being done, as well as the aging population of the baby boomers. But throw on top of that the cherry on the sundae, doctors realize, no, if I'm getting in trouble for not ordering the test, then I'm going to order the test, and I'm going to do the referral. And it was just a vicious cycle. So here we are now, 2013, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Daria Show, faced with a huge cluster. Right? No, not enough Medicare dollars to take care of our baby boomers who deserve, right, to now get what they put in, because for years they've been paying their dues and paying their taxes. We have Social Security getting sucked up as well. We have some of the most phenomenal treatments, stem cell therapy, transplants. We could do stuff. We could do face transplants now. Are you kidding me? Face transplants. This is phenomenal. You would have never been able to do that. They're able to make tracheas out of 3D printers, ears out of 3D printers. We can make new appendages. This is something we've never seen, and people want. People want these appendages. We're able to save kids' lives by doing transplants and lung transplants. We're able to do amazing, amazing stuff. But now we have a horrible economy, and we have less people putting money into the system. And what happened to Detroit, what happened to Stockton, can easily happen to the whole country, where the amount of people paying taxes is being far exceeded by the amount of people not putting money in. And you could try to find all the rich people in one city and tell them to pay more, but it's not going to be enough, as more and more people can't find work. Did we try and fix the economy? Did we try to figure out ways how to induce and incite job growth? No. The Supreme Court helped tweak Obamacare to say, no, you could tax. And as long as this is a tax, Obamacare can stand. So jobs. Latest jobs report out of yesterday, jobs grew, but only part-time. So we have less and less people with health insurance, less and less people with full-time work putting money into the system, and this is one big, scary cluster. And who do people blame? The doctors. Now, a doctor out of Harvard Medical School, remember, Harvard Medical School, one of the most coveted medical schools out there, right? But Harvard is very well-known, Harvard, for helping give us some public policy. And the public policy coming out of Harvard does make sense on paper, but doesn't make sense in the trenches. And we talked about on this week's show, for those who joined us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, how one of the researchers, I don't believe one of the physicians that has graduated from Harvard Medical School, but I believe one of the researchers at Harvard Medical suggested that doctors are doing too much with back pain. Doctors are ordering too many tests. They're doing too many referrals to orthopedics when back pain doesn't need to have much of that work done. Now, I see what they're talking about. You strain your back, right? You don't need to get an MRI in 24 hours. I don't ever recommend an MRI. I never have in 24 hours or 48 hours, unless, of course, you're incontinent. If I think you have a caught Aquinas syndrome where you're actually having nerve deficits because of your back pain and you're becoming incontinent, that's some serious stuff. Hell yeah, I'm going to order the MRI. But for most back pain, no, we don't. We don't order x-rays. We don't order MRIs. We don't send you to an orthopedic. But if the back pain is starting to progress, all right, then yes, we need to intervene. Now, what he cited to prove his case is over the last 10 years, more people had been given prescriptive drugs than being told to use over-the-counter medication. Well, over-the-counter medications, I think we've learned in the last 10 years, have side effects themselves. Look at that study that came out regarding acetaminophen and skin disorder, like toxic epidermic necrolysis and Stevens Johnson syndrome. There was a little kid who took children's Motrin a few Thanksgivings ago, lost most of her skin because of these syndromes. So I think we've learned that Motrin, ibuprofen, certain medicines over-the-counter could cause long-term kidney disease, heart disease, GI upset. So, of course, we've gone more prescription. And in the last 10 years, people have aged 10 years. Right?
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine. Has a 100-year shelf life and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
People are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event. One day only, Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle and you could win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bone Suckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udy's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I am broadcasting live from the beautiful Golden Nugget Hotel on the Las Vegas Strip. I was here for a conference this week, and luckily the hotel let me broadcast. Phenomenal place. I love Vegas, and I love all the old and the new, and kind of miss the Vegas from the 80s, right, when we got to kind of cruise the Strip. And, you know, you had people all excited about all the flashing lights. Gotta tell you, the resorts in Las Vegas are gorgeous, but you kind of miss all those gaudy, flashy lights. That's why you take a trip to Fremont Experience, go down to older Las Vegas or downtown Las Vegas, then you get to see all the flashy lights. Anyway, no flashy lights now because it's broad daylight. But let's get to work here. So cancer, heart disease, and diabetes could be soon diagnosed using a simple spit test. They say saliva could hopefully hold the clue and the key to these medical examinations that patients have to, you know, usually shell out buku bucks for. Research leader Professor Bjorn Kling of Malmo University in Sweden says an early diagnosis has significant implications for both patients and healthcare. I say that. Nobody quotes me. Instead of having to visit the doctor, patients will be able to swab the inside of their mouth with a cotton bud, send it away for analysis. If the test shows signs of illness, the patient will be called in to a doctor. I don't mind this. really don't. You know, oh, Dr. Dahlia, you're going to lose money. No, trust me, we're not making money now as it is. So, no, don't worry about that. I mean, this makes some pretty decent sense. I love the idea of patients being proactive with their health, even if it means less money in doctor's pocket. If you're able to do a test and you're able to get some hard, concrete results and then present them to the doctor, and that test could save you money on the lab, I love it. Over-the-counter pregnancy test, brilliant. Right? Patient comes in saying, I'm pregnant. I took a pregnancy test. Great. I mean, was access going to be so heavily limited coming into the rest of this decade? Absolutely. This makes some pretty decent sense. Now, they believe the technique could be common practice among healthcare services within the next 5 to 10 years. The technology should be moving at lightning speed to be more accurate, being able to pick out different conditions that have similar characteristics. Now, some of you will say, well, we already have urine tests, so urine tests could detect diabetes. Well, you know, many of you will come in, you'll go, well, I think I have diabetes. So you'll do a urine test for me, and no sugar really shows up on the dipstick test. So you go, okay, whew, I'm in the clear. No, because remember, just because something's negative doesn't mean you don't have the disease, okay? Some of these urine dipstick tests aren't very specific, all right? You could have diabetes, and you just don't, you know, dump that much sugar in your urine. So the saliva IC could possibly have a lot more accuracy, maybe even sensitivity, than the urine dipstick. You know, one test I talked to you guys about on air on the Dr. Dahlia show a few years ago was how they've come up with a test where you could determine colon cancer from your stool. That is good. That is exciting. Such that if colon cancer gives off a certain antigen, it's given off in your stool, you do a stool test. If the stool test picks it up, great. Then we know you have colon cancer. Phenomenal. But are we using that test? I don't see it. Why wouldn't we be using a test like that? That sounds brilliant. Cost. If you don't have a company that thinks they're going to make money, then they're probably not going to manufacture it, mass produce it, and distribute it. You know, things are pretty damn expensive when it comes to the pharmaceutical industry, and when it comes to the FDA, and when it comes to marketing, and when it comes to trying to get on the insurance company's list. You know, this whole process that has to do with drugs and generics and pharmaceuticals and, you know, clinical trials is a very expensive and lengthy one. And I don't know if I want the FDA to fast-track any of these medicines. I really like to see the medicines cook for a while and make sure they're safe. But asking a company to go and start manufacturing a product and then hoping that it gets covered by insurance is just too risky. And pharmaceutical companies have no idea when they're putting money into a product if an insurance company is going to cover it. So, for example, when Pfizer came out with huge drugs in the 90s, like Z-Pak and Zoloft and Lipitor, they had no idea that this would definitely be on these insurances that are throughout the country or even the local insurances. You make a drug, and then you hope the insurance company will take it. Well, the one thing that I think many of us now see as healthcare becomes reformed is insurance companies are frowning on brand name drugs. So if a new cholesterol medication is going to be coming out, if a new antibiotic is going to be coming out, there's a less than 50% chance that that pharmaceutical company is going to want, or that insurance company is going to want to offer it. Insurance companies now with Obamacare need to save money. So if they need to save money, they're going to want their patients to buy the generics. They are not going to want their patients to buy brand name. So if you don't need to take the newest and grooviest cholesterol medication or blood pressure medication or antibiotics, you will hopefully not, because all they offer are the generics or the cheaper brands. And if you do want something fancy schmancy, there's going to be a very strict authorization process, just like we saw back in the 90s with HMOs, for us to convince them that you can't take no other drug but that fancy schmancy antibiotic. So what has happened since then? The pharmaceutical companies have said, well, then I don't think we're going to develop these fancy new antibiotics that deal with drug resistant, you know, staph and gonorrhea, et cetera. I don't think we're going to come up with new fancy cholesterol medications. I don't think we're going to come up with fancy new blood pressure medications. Not to the degree that they used to. Boy, did we have a lot of drugs. Many of you are mad that my sample closet doesn't have the drugs that it had 10 years ago. Well, it's because the companies aren't making new, you know, new drugs like they used to. And even if they are, they can't afford to sample it like they used to. So a lot of these new medications, if they don't have the guarantee that an insurance company will take it on, these companies can go bust. So less and less things are being created. I want that colon cancer screen done with stool. Right now, how do we screen for colon cancer? Well, we recommend a colonoscopy, which many of you don't go, which, you know, remind me on a future show to chew your butts out for that one. But then what we do is in between colonoscopies, we'll check for blood in the stool. Well, checking for blood in the stool is a very nice test, and it's a very sensitive test, but it's not very specific for colon cancer. You could have a hemorrhoid. You could have a fissure. You could have eaten a medium rare or a rare steak, right, that was very succulent and juicy and bloody. And the test could show a positive. So many of you go, oh, I did the test at Dr. Dahlia's office. No blood in my stool. I don't have a colon cancer. Well, no, not exactly. I want that test where we could pick up the antigens. I think that is groovy. Groovy. I know. I've been using some 70s words, haven't I? You know what? I found some old episode of What's Happening. Yeah, oh, my gosh, I didn't realize how good that show was. Still makes me giggle. My kids, I made my kids watch What's Happening. A 40-year-old show can still make modern-day kids giggle. Pretty cool stuff. Oh, rerun. Hey, hey, hey. All right, anyway. Okay, so I know that was Fat Albert. Hey, 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 but that's okay. All right, so. Okay, so anyway, I'm going to be talking some 70s words as I, you know, catch up on all my What's Happening reruns. But, where was I going? All right, yeah, groovy. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. I know I talk about stool tests. We got to move on. Now, some of you are really into facials. Well, apparently there's a New York spa that is offering bird poop facials for $180 a pop. Rather than you standing under a tree and getting poop dropped on your face, you could actually get a facial where you have the bird poop put on your face. Doesn't get better than this. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze-Dried Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Dr. Dolly, a show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI, broadcasting live from the Las Vegas Strip on this beautiful Saturday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So apparently there is a facial poop treatment that used to be used back in the 1600s in Japan by actors and geishas. And I guess it used to allow people to have beautiful complexion. Bird poop. Now, I believe it. I believe that there is something to poop when it comes to having other gifts, right, chemically, because we make so much of it, and nature is very smart. If you notice, nature really knows how to recycle. You think we may be really good and, you know, we got it all down with the whole recycling thing and having the red baskets and the blue baskets and the white baskets and crates. No, 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 no. Nature knows how to recycle. So whenever somebody says you could actually use poop for something, I agree. Right? You know, we talked about these recalcitrant C. diffs or bacterial infections or colitis that people have. And so they could get a stool transplant or a fecal transplant where they get fecal matter transplanted from somebody else, maybe their spouse, into their digestive system, and then all of a sudden they heal up. So I think poop has a lot of phenomenal properties. I'm not the one that really wants to research it. I'll pass on that one. Let somebody else do that, but please pay them a lot. So if you hear that this new facial poop treatment on the face, right, that I guess like, you know, dried and ground up and then mixed with rice bran using a small spatula and then putting it onto the face. And then you cover the face with warm so you open the pores so the poop can really get deep into the pores. If that's something you want to do, just make sure you have $180 for it. Now, many of us are concerned about wrinkles because we're trying to look good. Some of us are considering a career in television. So what do you do if you like to drink a lot of water? Drinking a lot of water helps with wrinkles. We always tell you to keep hydrated. It helps prevent aging. But now health experts are saying that drinking water from water bottles could cause premature aging because it could cause wrinkles. You'll get deep wrinkles in your lips, according to cosmetic dermatologist Dr. Mitchell Chasen. All right? And he says he is treating women who say they are victims of just that. Now, if I start to age, I don't think I'm going to say I'm a victim. You know, if I age, I think it's a blessing, right? Because the opposite we don't want, right? Wouldn't we rather age rather than not move forward in life? So I don't think I would ever consider myself a victim. I think I would thank the good Lord, and I would just, you know, probably reach for the Botox. But apparently he claims these people are victims. Right? One of his patients drinks 6 bottles of water a day. All right. He claims that what he does, or he also recommends, don't drink with a straw. When you pucker with a straw, it could be worse. Now, I have been a fan of straws, especially when you guys drink crappy drinks, because crap drinks, like, you know, soda pop and stuff, could affect the teeth. So if you use a straw, maybe you could bypass some of the teeth by some of the liquid just going straight down the gullet. So I've been promoting straws for that reason. But if what I'm doing is causing possible wrinkles, then I have to backtrack and say, never mind, because who knows? Everything always seems to come back at you anyway. All right. Now, there are new and painless procedures to correct the damage. You could use Botox, fillers, laser technology to help etch out the lines. But, you know, I got to tell you, people, you know, if you ask me, and nobody really does, and they should, because I kind of have an opinion worth listening to. If you ask Dr. Dahlia, what does she think that promotes aging? My patients who smoke, my patients who drink, and my patients who cook out in the sun, these are the ones that seem to really wrinkle the most. I have yet to find the super moisturizer that we need to recommend to everybody. You know, I used to think, well, maybe it's Oil of Olay and, you know, the Oil of Olay brands have been around forever, and many of my relatives used them, and they looked great. But what I noticed happened in my medical career, if I could throw my experience into this, is I see patients who they're out there in the sun and they're tanning. They're drinking, they're smoking, they're having a good time. And then all of a sudden, they go from 0 to 90 with their aging. All right? We all may look older later in life, okay? We may. But I think people who smoke, drink, and bake in the sun will have a more abrupt loss of elasticity of their skin than those of us who kind of take care of our insides and take care of our outsides. Whether it's women who moisturize or women who don't moisturize, yes, moisturizing helps, but moisturizing really doesn't prevent aging. It's not going to do much with the collagen. Now, certain collagen stimulation techniques like dermabrasion, glycolic acid peels, things that promote growth of your skin, yes, may help keep some of that elasticity. But throwing moisturizers on, it helps give a smooth appearance, but moisturizers don't prevent aging. Let's just get that straight, okay? The other thing I noticed, which is kind of tough for some women whose doctors won't prescribe it for them, is women who are on hormone replacement therapy with menopause or men who take testosterone seem to age physically less in appearance. I could tell if a woman is taking postmenopausal estrogen. I could just tell. When they walk in, I just see it in the skin. And that's a tough one because many of us don't qualify if we have heart disease, if we have history of breast cancer, if you're a smoker. Same thing with men. If they have a predilection for prostate cancer, et cetera, they may not be able to take the testosterone. So a hormone drop can make you age, and trying to maintain the hormone exogenously can slow things down. It's not as good as the real thing, but it could slow things down. So in my experience, that's what I notice helps slow down aging. Healthy diet is so crucial. Moving on to this next story, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Eating salmon twice a week could possibly help protect against skin cancer. The omega-3 fatty acids have been shown to destroy cells in skin and oral tumors and nip them in the butt. Now, remember, you can get omega-3 fatty acids not just from fish. You can also get them from flaxseed and walnuts, etc., sardines, mackerel, trout, etc. But, being able to, replicate what's in some of our most healthy foods, I think has been difficult to do in pill form. So I always recommend try to eat the fish. Now, many of you say, I can't stand fish, and I get that. I don't like a lot of fish. So you just go for the pills. All right, well, I can't tell you they're as good, but a fish diet I think is extremely helpful. You know what somebody else told me in terms of aging, going back to aging, is many Italian women teach their daughters and granddaughters that as you cook, you put some olive oil on the face. That makes sense to me. The olive oil on the face, that just makes a little bit of sense to me. That does. I've never tried it because, I don't cook. I hamburger helper it mostly or top ramen it. But I'm going to try that little olive oil on the face. The problem is your skin is so open. And if you're absorbing something that really should be digested and not put on topically, I can't really, verify or confirm the health aspect of that. But still, if you can eat fish, get it into you. All right, guys, cannot wait to talk to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon, every day live. You guys have a great weekend. God bless.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Attention, citizens of Northern Arizona. Are you prepared? If not, now's your chance to get prepared at the Arizona Survivalist Prepper Expo. August 24th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Tim's Toyota Center in Prescott Valley. Visit with Arizona-based and national suppliers of such items as freeze-dried foods, solar ovens, solar equipment, tactical gear, camping gear, water filtration supplies, and much more. Do you need a bug-out bag? Do you need to stock up on freeze-dried food? Are you curious what a solar oven is? Take a tour of the ultimate bunker, a portable above or below ground survival shelter. Visit with doomsday prepper stars from around Arizona, such as Tim Ralston of Gear Up and Brian Moffat of Extreme Defense USA. Informative speakers will be providing valuable insight every hour on such topics as long-term food storage and emergency first aid skills. Bring your family, bring your friends, bring your neighbors. We won't rest until every citizen in Arizona is prepared. Visit our website, ArizonaSurvivalistShows.com.